Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is New Year's Day, and happy New Year to you, a blessed New Year to you. But most of all, this is the day on which the Church celebrates a major feast, the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. Mary, the Mother of God. I have a reading that I want to share with you, written by Carol Houselander, who was a British mystic, a poet, and a spiritual teacher. I'm going to certainly look at the readings, but I want to share this with you first. The Motherhood of Mary, Carol Houselander writes, "That which stands out in the divine infancy is how completely dependent the infant Jesus was on his mother for his life and for everything. Born as he was, far from home, in a strange town, in a cold, rough stable, he had not even those comforts which most babies have, even the poorest, and which in fact his mother had prepared for him. His cradle, for example, waiting for him in the little home in Nazareth, and destined to wait there empty until he had outgrown it. In Bethlehem, in the desert, what had Christ to sustain his life but his mother? She was so much more to him than one who wrapped him in swaddling clothes, one who rocked his cradle and prepared his food. She was herself his warmth, his cradle, his food. The mother is the trustee of God's love to her baby. Yes, but she is even more than that. She is God's love to him. Giving her to him, God gives himself. What a mystery it is, and unimaginable as the Blessed Sacrament, that Christ as man was first given God in this world by a woman. Motherhood is an intimate contemplation of God. How could anyone learn more of him than she does, who learns not from books and sermons and meditations, not from the secret manifestations or from the blindness and uncertainty of human thought, but the secret manifestation of God's love in her own being? Many people think that in order to be contemplative, we must be unnatural. Those who think in this way have not yet pondered the showing forth of God in all that is closest at hand, in everything that is around us, above all in human nature. Human nature is made in God's image. That image burns in its dark heart as the distant star burns in a deep well far below it. In so far as human beings retain or recover the primitive purity of their human nature, they learn the secrets of God from their own hearts. God, brothers and sisters, became flesh like us. Jesus was totally dependent on his mother. He chose that way. The Father chose that way. Jesus knows what it is like to walk in our flesh. And his mother held all these secrets and all this understanding deep in her heart. Draw near to your mother. Ask her to help you draw near to her son. And she will do it. She loves to be a mother to all of us and each of us. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." God wants to bless us, brothers and sisters. Our mother intercedes for us daily that we may draw near that we may repent of our sins, that we may receive the blessing God has for us. Psalm 67, may God bless us in his mercy. May God have pity on us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the people's iniquity. The nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us. And may all the ends of the earth fear him. That is fear in the sense of reverence. Fear, always remember that, in the sense of reverence, to put God first. That's how you reverence him. The second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. You know the meaning of Abba. It's a very endearing term. Papa, Daddy. It doesn't matter how old you are. You have a father. And a father who loves you. And his Son Jesus died for you. Draw near. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in you from baptism and confirmation. The Holy Spirit is alive in you, but you're the one by your free will that needs to say, Holy Spirit, guide me, lead me closer to the Father and the Son. Help me to understand the love of God for me. Help me to understand his plan and his will for my life. God will do that for you. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God. An heir. You're an heir, brothers and sisters, to the kingdom of heaven. I've heard so many people, Catholics, say, oh, well, nobody will write me in their will. I can't expect anything. Yes, you can. You can expect everything from your Father in heaven because of what Jesus did for you. You will have eternal life. You will be an heir to the entire kingdom of heaven. That's a promise. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Brothers and sisters, your mother, my mother, our mother, pondered God's word in her heart. Pondered, prayed, sought to understand. Yes, she had great clarity of mind because she was conceived without sin, but still she was experiencing revelation. And what is it about her that we should most imitate? Her promise to God, be it done unto me, according to your word. That's part of what your heavenly mother, through her prayer for you, wants to impart to you. That doing God's will doesn't mean it's all an easy road, but if you do God's will, you will know more joy, happiness than you could ever imagine. Do God's will, God's way. And your mother is praying for you. It says in this gospel passage, Luke chapter 2, when 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Brothers and sisters, this is a miracle. This is God our Father in every way trying to save us, in every way trying to draw us to him. But as I say over and over again, God will never force his will. Then it would not be love. He gives you, he shows you, he teaches you. He gives you his own beloved son. Jesus gives you his mother. My goodness, brothers and sisters, do we think that that was just something that happened in the past? It's for us, it's for you. As if you lived back in that moment in Bethlehem when the angels declared that a Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. The thousands of years of people longing and hearing these prophecies and watching and waiting. And then he came, and he came certainly not as people expected him to come. And in a certain sense, much more restricted sense, but in a certain sense, he comes to us in ways we don't expect either. And that's why it's so important to have a life of prayer, daily prayer. Start out with 15 minutes a day. That's fine. But every day, pray. Perhaps pray the readings of the day. Or if you want to start from Genesis and read through to the book of Revelation, you can do it that way too. But every day, let the word of God, because it is the truth. And what does the truth do? What does Scripture tell us? The truth sets us free. Free to be what God created us to be. Free to do what God is pouring forth the grace for us to do. But he will never force us. That wouldn't be love. He offers again and again and again. Once again, I say to you, ask your mother in heaven to pray for you. Now, I've often said to the Blessed Mother, I know it's the work of the Holy Spirit in my heart, but would you pray for me that I would be more docile, that is, more teachable, that I wouldn't be always giving my objections when I'm facing something that's challenging, that I would wait upon the Lord, that I would ask the Lord for help, that I would seek him. Blessed Mother, pray for me that I may turn to God in every situation, not just in the difficult ones, but even when there's great blessing, may I turn immediately and say, thank you, God, because you're the source of all that is good. And Mary, our Blessed Mother, chosen to be the mother of our Savior, may we honor her today in thanksgiving. May we honor her by seeking to be like her. Be it done unto me according to your word. Take her word as your own. Ask her to pray for you. She will draw you very, very close to her son. You can count on it. May God be praised. Brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you to read again my booklet on faith more precious than gold. I've been talking a lot about faith and will continue to do so, and that booklet could be very helpful to you or to others you'd like to give it. Simply call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or go online to renewalministries.net and click on bookstore.